let us continue this transmission. Let us speak a little bit about the harmony of following your excitement and how to look at this concept holistically. Many times when we speak to your human people about following their individual excitement, people ask us a question. They say, Bashar, but if everyone is following their own individual excitement, then won't that conflict with everyone else's excitement? How can everyone do whatever they want all the time and allow everyone else to also do what they want all the time? Wouldn't that create conflict? The simple answer is no. You must understand this concept of following your excitement holistically. If you are being your true self, then you will automatically fit with everyone else who is being their true self. The only time there is conflict, both on an individual and a large scale, is when individuals are resisting being their natural self. If you come from the understanding that creation already works, that all the pieces in creation already fit together, then you will understand the nature of this harmony. Disharmony and friction only come from not being your true self, the self you were originally created to be. Because then you are creating yourself to be a shape that doesn't fit within the original picture of the full idea of creation. But if you are your true natural self, you will automatically fit with all others being their true natural self in all possible ways. The harmony that is generated by everyone following their true excitement is profound. Without trying to figure it out, without planning ahead, everyone just winds up being exactly in the right place at the right time when they need to be. Without having to think about it or force anything to happen artificially, everyone just finds themselves interacting with exactly the right person they need to interact with at every given moment. Because the vibration of your true natural self automatically orchestrates itself with all other true vibrations, making everything dance together smoothly. That is why harmony is actually a great paradox. Because while at first it would seem that the more of an individual you are, the more conflict that would create, just the opposite is actually true. The more of the true individual you are, you become, the more harmonious you will become with all other true individuals. The only time there is conflict with the idea of being an individual is when you individualize yourself in such a way that you separate yourself from the harmony of the whole picture. Not understanding how you are connected to the whole creates isolated, separated, conflicting individuals. Understanding how you are connected to the whole by acting in your joy and excitement and being your true self creates harmonious individual. And also, please understand the following idea. Segregation and separation and disconnection, in that sense, creates more and more and more negative energy and more separation. Positive energy, harmony, creates more and more integration. And integration and harmony is geometrically expansive. So as we have recently said, a few harmonious, integrated people will completely balance the idea of many negative, segregated, disconnected people. The energy idea, the energy signature of 1,000 disconnected negative people can be completely balanced and offset by the energy signature of just 10 people acting in harmony. That is why your planet is now accelerating in spiritual ways, because it doesn't require that even half of the planet or even a quarter of the planet be focused on spirituality for your planet to start moving faster toward the age of transformation. You have already long ago passed the critical mass number needed to help your planet continue to accelerate in a positive way until it reaches harmony. And on one level, that is why you understand, even unconsciously, it is safe now to bring all of these negative ideas and conflicts out into the open, because now you know you can transform them and you're no longer in danger of destroying yourself. So each and every one of you, each and every single individual willing to live in their true vibration is like adding another 100 individuals to the acceleration of the world. By your year of 2013, every single individual that becomes aligned in their true vibration will be like adding 1,000 individuals in positive energy to the world. By your year of 2020, every single individual willing to transform themselves in positive ways will be like adding 100,000 new positive individuals to the world. By your year of 2025, every single individual willing to become the vibration of their excitement will be like adding 1,000,000 new positive individuals to the world's energy. By your year of 2037, you will have billions of positive individuals working together individually and as one. And that unified energy is what will allow your planet to finally be able to join our association of many different worlds, working in harmony with all of us. So each and every one of you willing to truly relax into your joy and your excitement and be your true self, you add that much more momentum to the world's ability as a whole to become unified and at peace. The more each and every one of you are willing to trust your imagination and create new ideas in the world, new ideas of information, new ideas of communication, new ideas of education, new ideas of business, new ideas of technology, new ideas of power generation, new ideas of social community, new ideas of spiritual expression, a new definition of life on Earth for all. The sooner you are each individually willing to take action in these exciting ways, the sooner life on Earth will become your dream. And this is why we extend to each and every one of you our deepest appreciation in co-creating these communications with us, because this adds energy to that positive momentum as well. Let us now then continue with a few more questions so that these concepts can be firmly understood and used in your daily lives to expand your reality in a positive way.